To start things off, let's talk a little bit about the student union and the student card. So we briefly touched on this topic on the first day. The student union is politically and religiously independent advocacy organization for students promoting interests in various topics related to academic, social, and international affairs, just to give you a few examples. And the student union, it's an advocacy organization for students, by students, and we are here to ensure that the students' rights are fulfilled, they are protected, and we are actively engaged in conversation with the university staff members and also in the society in general. So in case there is a student who faces difficulties during their studies, whether it's related to getting their grades within 2 weeks, or let's say there are some social issues during the lectures and so forth, the student can turn to the student union and we can take the heavy lifting from the student's shoulder, so they don't have to necessarily do the fighting or go through miles to sort of like make things right. That's what the student union is here for. The student union is voluntary, or the membership is voluntary, but highly recommended for exchange students. For you guys, as you are degree students, the membership is mandatory, but for exchange students, it's voluntary. Same applies to visiting doctoral students or doctoral students in general. For these students, as the membership is voluntary, there is no specific deadline for joining the student union or paying the membership fee, so they can do it at any stage. If at the beginning they feel a little bit hesitant about joining, that's quite all right. And if they bring it up later on during your tutoring, you can still direct them to contact us or join the student union. That's possible at any point during their exchange. And the reason why it comes highly recommended for exchange students to join is because the membership really pays for itself quite fast because of all the different kinds of benefits that come with the membership, including the possibility to purchase or download a student card and get various discounts in the public transportation, restaurants, cafeterias, museums, shops, you name it. A lot of places where you can get a discount here in Finland. So it really pays up for itself fast. But there are also other benefits, including the support services I just mentioned, games and tools which the students can rent and borrow, and also be part of an amazing community. Our student union represents over 40 different subject and hobby associations, and we are always promoting and supporting these associations. So in a way, joining the student union will also grant access to all the different kinds of activities that take place in the student union, but also in the different associations operating within our student union umbrella. There's even more benefits which can be read on our student union's website. But those are some of the key highlights I would like to you to also bring up to your tutees. Here are the membership fees for the spring semester. So for exchange students, if it's 50 euros, and for visiting doctoral students, it's 44 euros. And the reason it's cheaper for visiting or doctoral students in general is because their discount in the student cafeterias is a little bit lower. So they have to pay a higher price in the student cafeterias for the meal compared to degree students and exchange students. And that's why we have also taken it into consideration when deciding on these membership fees or the amounts of the membership fee. How many of you, by the way, raise your hand up if you have already checked the contact information Excel sheet and your own tutees and your tutor group? All right, quite many of you. That's great. Those of you who have ISEP students in your group, which you can check from the Excel sheet. For those students, the membership fee is paid on their behalf by the university. And that means that you don't necessarily have to advocate for them to join the student union quite as much, because they will be automatically joining the student union. You need to only highlight what kind of benefits are attached to the membership, and also how to get the student card, which I'm going to cover in a minute. But yeah, that is a special group of students. For everyone else, they have to independently join the student union and make the decision of whether they want to join or not. The membership payment, our membership payments are accepted at the student union's office, which is located at the Seminaarin Mäki, at this main campus area, next to the Ilokivi restaurant. And you can visit us with your tutees during the opening hours, which can be also found in the student union's website, and will also be covered in the orientation and the orientation material. Let your tutees know in advance about the different payment methods and visit our office during the orientation week. That's what we recommend you to do. The student can pay the membership fee with a Finnish online banking, if they happen to have that. Most exchange students don't have, via TransferMate, or, which is most common, is a credit card. In some situations, if they only have cash, or the credit card for some reason or bank card doesn't work, they can pay it in cash in the student union's office. That's not all, however. Once the student has paid the membership fee, in order to get access to all the kinds of benefits and also the student card, the student needs to inform the university to register the membership. So the university has its own register, and it needs to be updated with the latest information about the membership in order for the student to actually become a member and get these different kinds of benefits. And they can do it via Help JYU or Mobility Online. And as I look at these slides, I see that we have all the dates from our last semester. So Elisa, do you remember by which date they need? 12th of December. If they join the student union by 12th of December, they can upload their bank statement of the payment to Mobility Online. So after they have paid the student union membership, they can upload the bank statement of the payment to Mobility Online, which is the portal for students during the exchange, processing of the exchange and the program. So that can be done via Mobility Online until the 12th of December. And if the student decides to join the student union and pay the membership after that, they need to send their bank statement to the student services via Help JYU. So it's no longer possible via Mobility Online. So there is, and we're going to update the dates here in our slides, but that's like the... these are the different options, and based on the date, the student can do it either in Mobility Online or via Help JYU. However, I should also bring it up that if the payment is completed at the student union, our specialist in member services and associations will automatically forward the bank statement to the student services of the university. So this is one of the reasons we recommend you to, if your student hasn't yet joined the student union during the orientation week, for you to actually bring the group to our student union's office, and they can join the student union at that stage, and it will be automatically, their bank statement automatically will be forwarded. And after this, in order for them to get the digital student card, or what we recommend is for you to be there and help the student after these steps have been taken care of to show how they can download the digital student card and what kind of criteria are attached to that. And here you can see we have different options for the student card. We highly recommend our exchange students to opt for the digital student card because it's free of charge. It works on most phones, unfortunately not on Windows phones, but on all iOS phones and Android phones. And it requires less steps. And currently there are two different student card operators. There's the Frank app, and then there's the Slice app. And currently our deal with the Frank app is expiring. So we highly recommend everyone to opt for the Slice app because it will continue for the whole duration. I don't have the exact expiration date to give you, but we highly recommend you to opt for the or recommend your students to get the Slice student card app. In order to get that, the student should pay a visit to this website found here, slice.fi/jyy, to get the login credentials via email. So after they have filled in all the information there, they will get like temporary login credentials. After that, they can download the Slice app and then use the login credentials, and it should be done. There is this in the when registering, there is a text email address known at the education institution. So depending on what email the student has provided to the university, that one should be added to the Slice while registering. So this address, if the student doesn't remember it, can be found also in CISL. Service delays are quite normal. So even if your student goes through all these processes and their student card doesn't yet work, encourage them to stay calm. Everything will be fine. And after a while, their student card should start working just fine. Because there's a lot of registering that needs to be done on the university side, but also at the Slice side. So it's quite normal for this process to take a while. Luckily, as we brought up before, the students can use the certificate of registration as a temporary proof of their student status at the student cafeterias. I'll cover that in a moment. So yeah, that's the digital student card. There's also the plastic student card that the students want to get. I'm an old-fashioned guy. I always had the plastic student card. I never went to the digital world, but that's not what I recommend the others to do, because there are quite a lot of other steps that need to be taken care of. But of course, if your student wants to get the plastic student card or wants to get them both, that's quite possible. In order to get that, the student must have already acquired their student number, which can be found in CISL. And then the plastic student card is delivered to the student's home address here in Finland, which means basically that the student must have already registered their address, otherwise the card is not delivered. And even after that, they still need a validating sticker from YOU's Ilokivi office or Rentukka Infodesk, which is located at the student village. I already covered some of these criteria, but the membership fee must have been paid and the bank statement sent to the university in order for the student card to start working. And the student's study right must have also begun. So that is the 2nd of January. Yeah. Any questions about the student card at this stage? If not, let's continue. if the student encounters any issues with the student card or you have any questions related to the student card, you can contact our JYY's specialist in member services and association affairs, Petro Pitkanen. His address can be found in these slides. If the student doesn't have a student card at the beginning of the orientation week, so it doesn't work straight away, or they haven't acquired it, or they don't want to join the student union at all, they can still get a Kela meal subsidy card, which entitles them to get the student-priced meals in the student cafeteria, so all the cafeterias located in the campus areas. And this subsidy card can be picked up at the info desk of the international office, which is located in the library building, Lahde. But usually the student doesn't need Kela meal subsidy card if they are going to get the student union membership and the student card at some stage. If they don't have the card at the beginning working or functioning, they can use the certificate of registration to temporarily, for the, let's say, through 2 to 3 weeks, the discounts in the student cafeteria. So they don't need the Kela meal subsidy card for just those few weeks.